Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, welcome to your Hollywood Crime Scene mini.
What?
Mini episode.
Welcome to your Hollywood Crime Scene mini episode. How's it going, Des?
Great.
Should we start out with a couple of listener shout outs?
Yes, let's do it.
Our first one's very exciting. Today is listener John and Barry's wedding.
Ooh.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
We want to know what you ate at your wedding.
Yeah, send us a picture of your cake too.
I'm obsessed with wedding cakes. I'm kind of obsessed with wedding cakes too. I remember when I was a kid, I like went to someone's wedding and we had to leave early, and it was the only wedding I'd ever been to at that point. And I was really devastated because I was like, Mom, what about the cake? And she's like, wedding cake's not even that good. And I was like, no, but it's wedding cake. It's like its own category.
But your mom is correct. I do think it's changed though. I do think people care more about their wedding cakes.
People care more, yeah.
But I do think she was right probably when that happened.
Probably.
Because wedding cakes are terrible. The problem is they have to bake them many days in advance.
Right.
So if you can get one that's fresh made, then it's going to be better.
Well, I'm sure John and Barry's cake was delicious.
I hope so.
And I'd like to know what they had. And I'd like to know the food that they had at their wedding.
Absolutely.
So please send in pictures to the show. We'd love to see. And also just congratulations.
Yeah.
That's so exciting. I'm excited for your journey together. I don't know. What do you say?
I'm so excited for your journey together,
I sound
boys.
I sound like The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I sound like The Bachelor right now.
Did he accept that rose?
Well, congratulations, you two. And Desi, do you want to do our next shout out?
Sure. So this is from Nicole, and she is hoping to give a birthday shout out to her best friend, Chase, who is celebrating her 21st birthday on October 24th, Sunday. That's this Sunday. Wow, 21.
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal. I mean, I'm sure she hasn't had a single sip of alcohol until Sunday. Wow.
Let us know what you drank.
I hope you do some Goldschlager. What do you drink when you're first starting? Yes. So she introduced me to your podcast. She's an amazing person. That's great.
Also,
she also sent us 5 cats.
Chase, this is unbelievable. First of all, I love finding out people who have more cats than I do.
I know. That's so got to make you feel good.
It makes me feel so good. So thank you, Chase. Chase has 5 cats. Their names are Pierre, Bowie, Mercury, and Blair.
And Miss Baby.
And Miss Baby.
Don't forget Miss Baby.
And Miss Baby.
Wait, I'm looking at them. Oh, she has little captions. They're on her staircase. Oh, I like this one looking at the chicken or the turkey.
I relate to this one.
That's like the cat from the meme, the salad cat.
It really...
Her cat's from Cats. Mr. Mistopheles, Busterford Jones. Oh, look at this. She's an Islanders fan. I wonder if she's from Long Island.
Is that hockey?
Yeah. Oh, look at this pretty one at the end with the green eyes. The white one. I like that one.
These cats are adorable.
I love them all.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Chase.
We hope you have a wonderful time.
And send us, as always, what you ate on Long Island. Did you go to White Castle? What'd you do?
We always want to know what you ate. Please let us know.
Okay. Oh, so, stories. Well... Okay, I'm going to start off with, it's a big story and it's definitely really sad. That is the story of the cinematographer who was killed on the set of an Alec Baldwin movie. I mean, we've heard this type of story before, most famously with Brandon Lee. On his set, he was killed by an accidental gunshot through a prop gun that I guess everyone thinks is safe. I was reading a lot about this today because it's kind of interesting to me how this stuff happens. Those prop guns, they're filled with ammunition. Like, it's just not the full bullet, but there's still the gunpowder stuff in there and like other stuff that could come out, projectiles. Is still sort of, they're still sort of pulling the details together, but basically the gun was loaded with live rounds. When Baldwin pulled the trigger, they were setting up a shot and he was practicing pulling the gun out of his holster, and it kind of went off just from him pulling the gun out of the holster.
Oh, he didn't even point and shoot?
As far as I can tell so far, no, it doesn't seem like that. He was sort of practicing pulling it out really fast, you know, like gunfighting or whatever. The cinematographer, Hylena Hutchins, the director, Joel Souza, and the cameraman were sort of sitting and crouched behind this camera where he pulled it out, and that's where it flew. So it kind of bypassed the cameraman. It hit Hylena Hutchins in the arm, and it also hit the director who was behind her. She immediately went down, and she died from her wounds. So an absolute tragedy. So yeah, they're still trying to figure out what happened. This happened in Santa Fe, where the movie Rust is filming. It is a Western movie, so that probably is why there is some guns. Apparently the assistant director did announce there was a cold gun on the set, which supposedly means that it's, as safe as possible, I guess. So yeah, I mean, we're still trying to figure out the details. I did see that breakdown of like where they were standing and what was actually happening when the gun went off. Obviously, Alec Baldwin is devastated by his, you know, even though it's not his fault, he still probably feels awful for what happened. He took to Twitter to express his condolences on this tragic accident. And another thing that kind of came out today was that a lot of the crew had walked off the set due to bad working conditions. So a lot of people were brought on who were not maybe as trained or professional. That's sort of what they're delving into right now. Like, who were these people that came on board? There had been complaints about safety issues on the set.
And Hylena herself, the cinematographer, she had been advocating for safer working conditions on the set.
I mean, ironically, this has sort of been in the sort of works for a while, these behind the scenes people going on strike for safer work conditions. And then this happened, which is obviously a clear indication that they have they're right about everything they're asking for,
like,
including things like not working so long. And all of that stuff affects how you handle situations, and you can make an error just because you're tired. I don't know if that's what happened in this case, but you can see how it would happen when you're overworking people. Things can happen.
Yeah.
So yeah, a really sad story. I don't know what else to say about that, except I feel bad for her family and for everyone on set who had to deal with that and see that happen. It's really awful and will affect them forever. Now, I don't know if anyone else was following the story, but I will just give a little blip to it. Were you following the story about the family that died hiking over the summer?
I heard about it, and I know that at the time it was this mystery that this family of three and their dog was found dead, apparently no foul play, and it was this mystery of how they died.
Yes, and there was a lot of speculation about what happened, including toxic algae blooms, because it's like, is something going on in this area where people need to stay out? Well, unfortunately, there was a cause of death released yesterday, and they all basically died of hyperthermia, which is heat stroke, and dehydration, which is very severe. And I think what happened is they left in the morning when it's in the 70s. By the time they reached the peak of this hike, it had reached temperatures of 109 degrees, which is very fucking hot. And if you, I mean, I read a few things about it in people who hike. I don't really hike, so I don't know. Like, I don't go on anything extreme. At least they were saying it's very easy for you to make a mistake and something like this. And once you do, you don't have phone service, most likely, and you're screwed if you don't bring enough water or you didn't plan or the trail is longer than you thought. Like, there's a lot of things that can happen. So just giving a blip to that, because I was following it and maybe other people were. Now, another story that sort of had breaking news yesterday, they found remains in the Carlton Reserve in Florida where Brian Laundry was last seen. They found skeletal remains as well as his notebook and some other belongings of his. And then dental records yesterday confirmed that it was Brian Laundry. So he's dead, which is not that I'm sad, but I'm sad if it leads to us not getting answers of what happened. And I don't know.
Didn't investigators also subsequently discover the remains of like 9 other people?
Yes. While looking for him, they found other remains of other dead bodies.
That is infuriating.
Yeah.
That these people were just found by chance.
Well, and I have no idea what the circumstances are there or what those like cases were or what, but yeah, I mean, maybe we should just sweep all these swamps and forests or something like that. Like
it just was wild to me that 9, like all of these other remains were also found.
Yeah.
At
I mean,
this time,
hopefully they can identify those remains.
They were identified.
Oh, they were?
I think so.
Okay. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I mean, this story is kind of breaking. I think the infuriating thing to me is that this guy went to his home and wasn't immediately arrested and had these few days to go hiking or whatever he said he was doing. That's just never not going to be like infuriating to me. Cause it's like, why?
Well,
why did he ever have this opportunity? Like, give me a break.
If you know anything about the case and the police work in Florida, it was a real shit show.
I mean, at the very least, he should have been closely monitored. If they couldn't arrest him, someone should have been on his ass. Like, and I don't even know, I can't even deal with his parents.
Yeah.
Like, they suck too. Another sort of, we're going to have some fun stories, I promise. So the other breaking news of a story we have been covering is Robert Durst has been charged in New York for the 1982 murder of his first wife, Kathy.
This is a big deal.
Yeah. Now, as we've discussed before, Kathy vanished in 1982 and her body has never been found, but it has long been suspected that he had something to do with her death. In fact, some people say that's why he killed Susan Berman, because she knew about this and was going to tell on him. I think we all kind of thought it was done with him. He's really fucking old and sick and he just got convicted. So he'll be in prison for the rest of his life. But New York's like, you know what? We want to find justice for Kathy too. So great. I hope they find out what happened to her.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's in jail for, ever. So that's done with, but I do think, we need to know what happened there. And, if he did it, what a monster. Just fucking like spent his whole life ruining people's lives and killing people.
Yeah, piece he sucks, of shit. Desi. He fucking sucks.
Like, well, I mean, give me a break.
What else can you say about him? He sucks.
He's Robert Durst. He fucking sucks. Okay. As promised, some lighter stories. The Nightmare on Elm Street house is listed for sale. $3.5 million.
Would you live in this house?
Well, it's not my style.
Wait a minute. Go back up. $3.9 million?
$3.5.
Where is this located?
It is a Spalding Square house. I guess it's in Los Angeles somewhere. Hold on a second. I'm trying to see what part of Los Angeles. It was owned by, previously by Hustlers director, Lorraine, Scafaria. So it has some, Hollywood pedigree here. I can't see the neighborhood. It must be in a nice neighborhood though, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty big house too.
It's a really big, it's a nice house. It's just like, I'm not going to spend $3.5 million. It's like a very traditional, you know, white house with a green roof. It's very iconic from the movie. If you've seen the movie, you would recognize it. I mean, there's action that takes place right on that front porch.
Right.
So yeah, I'm not seeing the city, the exact location in LA that it's in, but it must be an expensive neighborhood because $3.5 million, that's a lot, even in LA. So this story I saw that caught my eye. The headline is James Gandolfini threw a tantrum over Soprano's masturbation scene.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He wasn't. So this is from the New York Post. James Gandolfini wasn't jerking around on the set of the Sopranos. The late actor, who tragically passed away in 2013, reportedly threw a tantrum after he was ordered to film a masturbation scene for the groundbreaking series. This is in a new book called Tinderbox, HBO's Ruthless Pursuit of New Frontiers. That's probably a juicy book.
We should read that book.
Yeah. So the show's writers penned a scene in which Tony Soprano jerks off in a gas station bathroom. Now, Gandolfini, who once claimed he showered after filming scenes for The Sopranos because he felt so dirty, That's kind of hot. Was said to be very opposed to including this moment, which was written partway into season 6. He finally relented and filmed the scene before it was later cut from the final version.
I would be mad. I would be
okay,
mad.
Okay, that's bullshit. That also, where do we get the extras? I want to see the scene.
Honestly, I don't really buy Tony Soprano jerking off in a gas station bathroom.
Well, maybe that was James's point.
That's
like
what
he
I'm
didn't
saying.
Buy it. Yeah,
and
for
I don't,
his character.
I don't buy, I understand why he was irritated because I don't think it was about that he was masturbating. I just don't think that that was in his character to do that.
Was that when he was on peyote? Like I need to know what it was related to
and
it might make more sense.
I agree.
Cause he did do peyote in Vegas
right.
at some point. That might've been when he does an out of character thing. But this was common for him. He'd get a script and he'd go to David Chase and say, do I have to do this? Or say, what the fuck is this? Or, I'm not doing it. So apparently it was a thing, but I do think he ended up doing them. In the book also, Edie Falco described him as her acting soulmate, which is very Aww. Sweet. They were great together.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a little fun story because we love The Sopranos.
And James Gandolfini.
And James Gandolfini especially. Okay, so this is a story that caught my eye. New Zealand City's official wizard has been taken off its payroll.
I saw this.
So this is a city called Christchurch in New Zealand. The City Council of Christchurch announced that it will stop paying its official wizard $16,000 a year in December. Now, Ian Brackenbury Channel, who is the wizard, has been serving as the city's necromancer since the olden days of 1998.
Wait. Oh. Okay. I thought they're being funny. I thought you were going to say like 1398.
From 1398. So he's made a total of roughly $250,000 over his time. He provides acts of wizardry and wizard-like services, which is promotional work for the city of Christchurch. I like that promotion. That'd make me want to go there to see a wizard. I don't even know if the pictures in this are stock photos or really him.
Because he really looks like a wizard.
Like, that's him. It's like it looks like it's an ad for, like, Spirit Halloween.
Wait a minute.
Like, that's the wizard.
No, I know. He looks like what you picture when you say the word wizard.
Yeah. His driver's license even says the wizard.
Stop
on it.
So what did he do exactly? And was this, like, did taxpayers pay for this?
Yes.
Were they
I'm
okay
sure. Look,
this
is definitely the first thing you have probably cut when you need to make cuts to the budget. I do agree with that. Like, you're not going to cut schools, right? It's part of their promotional landscape, but it was a difficult decision for the city council.
Why? Because they filmed Lord of the Rings there. But he's been the wizard since '98.
I know.
So what the fuck is this?
Seriously. So he even earned a trip. Advisor rating 4 out of 5 stars. He got rated on TripAdvisor.
Why not 5 out of 5?
I don't know.
Who's giving him 1 star?
Someone was like, there's always that one person who complained and it's not even his fault.
Right.
They just didn't read the instructions.
Right.
He says every day the world gets more serious. So fun is the most powerful thing in the world right now. He doesn't want to be fired. He's like, this gig is easy.
But what does he do?
He says it's not going to matter if they don't pay him, though. He will still keep going. He said, they will have to kill me to stop me. So hopefully this story takes a dark turn and we can cover it more. That's the final quote. They'll have to kill him. This guy, he's still going to wizard. No one can stop this guy.
I just want to know what he does besides dress up like Merlin.
I have no idea. Is he like the people on Hollywood Boulevard who just walk around?
And he gets paid by the government?
Look, some of these countries, they're just like, you can get money lots of cool ways. They seem fun.
You know what? We have New Zealand listeners. Please write in.
You like this wizard? Is he bullshit?
Yeah, write in if it's like a general consensus that either the wizard sucks or is awesome.
I wouldn't doubt that the locals hate him and the tourists love him.
Yeah.
Like, the locals are like, this guy, he fucking, you know, he's always in the coffee shop for 8 hours taking up a table and not tipping or whatever. Like,
right. Or maybe he's a beloved town.
Maybe he's
person.
Beloved. Okay. So this one, this headline, man outraged by Pizza Hut's sexual ketchup branding. A man who went to Pizza Hut for the first time was left shocked by its saucy ketchup bottles.
They have ketchup there?
In the UK, they do. What are you guys doing with ketchup at Pizza Hut in the UK?
What is going on?
You guys, first the beans.
Now ketchup at Pizza Hut?
Why is ketchup?
What are they putting ketchup on there?
Well, he visited one of the chain's restaurants on Wednesday evening, the 20th of October. However, his dining experience was ruined when he spotted the label on the condiment, which read, shake, squeeze, and squirt. I'm sorry.
And he took that to mean, like, the ketchup bottle was squirting.
Yes. That might seem like a bit of harmless fun to most of us, but Adrian slammed the branding as awful. The 31-year-old said, it's not innocent in my eyes. The barbecue sauce one said squeeze, but the ketchup one said that. It put me off using it.
This guy's 31 and he's worried about this?
Yes. It literally sounds like an app for swingers. I do not understand how someone could put that sentence together. It's awful.
Who is this nerd?
He's a total... Look at him. He's not even that ugly.
He's actually not ugly. Let me
see. He's kind of cute.
He is kind of cute.
But now we know his bad personality.
Adrian, what's your problem? This is somebody who wants to go viral for bad publicity.
I do think... I think the ketchup bottle is perverted.
It is perverted.
But I think it's funny.
But I wouldn't go cause a huge like stink about it.
Look.
I bet he has a TikTok channel.
Lots of people are squeezing and squirting at Pizza Hut.
Wow, Desi.
The ketchup is the least of the problems there. He's worried about the children, Rachel.
Oh, of
course. Aren't we all?
Of course he is.
Families eat at Pizza Hut.
You know what? Squirt is also a word that doesn't just mean pussy squirting. Okay, Adrian? So he's the one who made it happen.
Also, how do you think kids come about? The moms got squirted in.
He's the one who made it dirty.
Yeah, he is. He said the adults were laughing when they saw, but children were asking their parents why they were laughing.
So did his little kids
he
ask
said,
him?
If I had my niece with me, I would be very worried.
Why don't you just tell them that it means to squirt the ketchup out? What is this problem?
Shake, squeeze, and squirt has been on Pizza Hut ketchup bottles for a very long time. He says, I think they were all laughing when they created it. Oh, I don't doubt that. I think they're laughing and they should be laughing because it's funny.
I hate this guy.
He sucks. So this isn't the first time restaurants have caused offense with their choice of words. In May, a diner in Scotland was left shocked and offended after spotting a sweary note passing comment on her vegan diet. Lisa Cooney had asked what vegan options were on the menu and staff went off to ask the kitchen. They came back with a note that read, the vegan shit has been circled. I guess it's shite because it has an E
shite.
On the end.
That's shite.
But I don't think they were supposed to show her.
Oh my God.
They circled it for the waitress and then the waiter showed. customer.
I just can't stand people who get this upset about things like this.
I would have laughed so hard.
I would have too, because you know it's that person obviously didn't intend the customer to see it.
No.
It would have been
you gotta just roll with it.
Come on.
And Lisa told Edinburgh Live, I was in disbelief. I was angry and upset. It's insulting and so unprofessional. Also, total disregard for any potential allergy is a worry. She thinks that was very unprofessional behavior.
Wait, she's allergic to shite? What is?
I have no idea. Why does she bring allergy into it? She's just trying to make it a bigger deal. She spoke to the manager. He apologized and agreed. The note wasn't acceptable.
Well, she wasn't supposed to see the note.
Yeah.
It was an accident.
Also, it's not really the worst thing I've ever heard.
No. It's not like...
He circled the shite.
It's not like the note said, this fucking bitch.
Tell her to get this and I'm going to rub meat all over it. Like...
Yeah.
It's just like... He just... You know, sometimes you're busy and someone's bugging you. It's like, you read the fucking menu. It says lettuce and beans. It's vegan. If you're going out, you're always risking something if you're going out in a restaurant. I'm sorry. Anyway, those are my stories. Let's take a little break and we'll be back with more.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm a huge fan of Rocket Money. Not only did they help me find and cancel some of my unwanted subscriptions, in general, they've given me a great picture of my financial status and helped me save money. I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I love the dashboard that shows me this month's spending compared to last month's, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. That's rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. I'm a huge fan of cashmere, and that can be a very expensive habit. That's why I was so excited to find Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I am absolutely living in my black cashmere mini dress, and to be honest, I want to buy like 3 more because I can't imagine my life without them. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Hollywood for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Hollywood to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Hollywood.
Desi, what did you watch/listen to this week?
I'm watching You.
The third season
of You.
Yeah.
It's very good.
It's good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're in the You universe already, this is the strongest season so far.
No way.
But it still has a lot of the things we love, like all of the California cliches. Now they're in Northern California, so it's very moon juice oriented. Oh, I meant to bring that moon juice story in. We'll read it another time.
Look, I am down any time to talk about Amanda Chantel Bacon, creator of moon juice.
But she had like a thing this week.
I read it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's more of that. It's just a fun show. So you should watch You on Netflix.
Our friend James asked us if we would recommend it. He's like, should I watch this? And I was like, look, here's the thing you have to know. It's very stupid, but I couldn't stop watching it.
I put it off for a very long time. Like, I don't think I watched season one until season two came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't watch it. And then for whatever reason, I just didn't watch it. You know, there's always those things you have on the back burner and you don't get to them for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And then when I watched it, I watched both seasons. Like, I don't know. I in my mind, I was up till like 4 a.m. because I couldn't stop watching it because I like that type of show.
Yeah.
It's really well done. but at the same time, the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because some of the dialogue and the references are just painful.
Yeah.
And it's like, the writers, are they in on this? Do they just think it's like, ah, who cares? Like, let's just go for it. Because this one's just funny because it's Northern California now, but it's not very different than the LA stuff.
Right.
It's just a little more hippy-dippy, mom kind of anti-vax, like, but not in COVID related, just like that type of hippie mom type stuff.
Yeah.
But rich, like one's a mommy blogger and like whatever. So it's even crazier. Scott Speedman is on it, who really? I love.
Wait, loves. Is he in Felicity?
Yeah, he's my Felicity guy.
Okay.
See, I like Felicity, but I was never Scott Foley. I was always, I was that guy.
Who was the other guy?
Scott Speedman, the hot Speedman. Guy. Okay. He was the bad boy.
There was
the
two
other
Scots.
One was the, yeah, I can't remember. It's like Nigel and Ben, right? That's like the
Nigel.
Character. Isn't it Nigel?
No.
Noel?
Even I know this.
Noel?
I think so. I don't think it was Nigel.
I can't remember. I haven't seen that show in forever.
Only British
I think
people
it's
are
Noel.
Named Nigel, Desi.
Well, he was kind of like annoying. No. don't at me if you're
we
a team. I think it's Noel.
We probably have a Nigel listener.
No, I'm saying if you're American named Nigel, you probably have some issues. Like it's more it's more common, and I think it's a nice name, but I'm saying it's not that common here. You'd probably get bullied. You know, it's Americans. They're bad. Bullying nice. Someone who's named Nigel.
Nice.
How dare they? I think it's Noel. It's Noel.
I think you're right.
So yeah, I like Ben. So I see him in a show. I'm like, ooh, hubba hubba. Cause he's still hot.
Yeah.
He's fucking hot. And I didn't recognize him at first cause his hair is a little darker in this. But then I was like, is that Scott Speedman? I immediately get my fucking phone out. Yes, it is. So now I'm super horned up watching it. I also watched Titan.
How was it?
Look, I don't like body horror, I think, when it's very extreme.
Oh.
This is very extreme. I don't want to say that I don't like it because this movie is beautiful. It is well made and a lot of the movies are. I feel things too viscerally when I'm watching them. I can't watch it.
Right.
So it's like I can watch blood. I can watch murders, kills, like slasher, and it doesn't bother me as much as some body horror does. Like it literally sends me, I'm in pain.
No.
I can't watch it.
Like, I know what you mean.
And this has some extreme things that I was just like on the floor and like almost, like I had to cover my eyes. That's how bad it was.
Wow.
This is, I think a lot of people like it. It's very beautiful. It is a story I've never seen on screen before. So I'm not critiquing the quality of this movie. It is obviously a well-made movie and the performances are great. This is a particular thing I have with not being able to watch this. And it's extreme in this movie, I found.
Yeah.
And it's nonstop. It's not like there's one thing and it's done.
Right.
You just have to get through one scene.
Right.
It's wild. Though it is wild, so I mean, I don't know if I recommend it. If you're into body horror, you should definitely see it.
Yeah,
and if you want to check out something that's I've never seen on screen before, and it's the work of a filmmaker who will probably be very successful.
Well, she did Raw,
yeah, but I mean, this is someone who will be making other things,
of course.
Yeah, I mean, she's very talented, so I mean, that's my review,
okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's like great, but not something I can
it's
watch.
It's not for you.
Yeah.
Not for you. Obviously, I'm still watching Nip Tuck, which I was very surprised because I was watching it the other night and Brendan started getting into it. Like he hasn't seen it, but I was already on season three though, but he was like enjoying it. And I got kind of sad because I'm like, well, I can't go back and start at season one, but like now I'm kind of like, oh, I wish you knew, like, cause he was like into it, but I'm like, oh, I wish you even knew. You don't even know how crazy this is because you haven't seen the character developments and like the things that led up to this. But he was like into it.
Cause it's good.
It's such a good show.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just so stupid and off the rails. Like Brooke Shields just showed up. And whenever Brooke Shields shows up in a TV show, you know she's going to do some batshit crazy shit.
She's like a stunt casting now. So when they're bringing her in, she's like, I'm doing something juicy or I'm not interested.
She always plays someone psychotic.
Yeah.
In everything I've seen her in, like as an adult. And I love Brooke Shields. So I was like, oh, she's on the show now. Okay.
Yeah.
What's she going to do?
I love hearing this because I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
But I'm sure if I watched it, I would be like, oh, right. That's going to happen.
Right.
No, I don't remember what happens with her at all.
The season 3 finale was so fucking stupid that I applauded. Because it was just like, of course.
What, this, can you just tell me where you are in the story that...
I'm partially like, through season 4.
But what's happening? Like, where are they now? They're still in Miami.
They're still... Oh, no. They go somewhere else?
Oh, sorry.
Desi?
I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
Okay. So, yeah. They're... Yes. They're Miami plastic surgeons. I am on season 4. This season, the company got bought by somebody. And there is... I don't even know. I don't even know what's happened. Oh, somebody's joined Scientology. And usually on these kinds of shows, they give like a code word that like it's, they don't say Scientology by name.
Is Vanessa Redgrave been on yet?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, she's been on.
She's been on for
several seasons now. Yeah. She's great on it. But her. She's good on it. I'll tell you after. I don't want to spoil.
Okay.
I just feel like there's not really anything I can say that wouldn't spoil things for people.
Right.
It's just one of those shows where it's kind of like Melrose Place where you can't believe how many like, oh, we're going to go here now. Like this is going to this. Okay. Of course.
There's literally nothing that they said no to to their writers.
Nothing.
Like nothing was too crazy.
No, everything crazy that you think could happen does happen. And then they go beyond that.
That's why it's a good show.
Right.
Because the more it goes on, they don't run out of crazy things. Things get crazier and things are even so crazy. You're like, this is impossible, but I don't care.
No, that's how I feel. That's how I felt at the season 3 finale. It was so fucking absurd and unrealistic.
It doesn't matter, though.
I loved it.
Yeah.
But
it doesn't even matter. It's like, that's what TV is for.
That's what I
go
want.
Go for it.
That's what I want in a TV show. So
it's well executed.
Yes.
The crazy stories.
And the performances are great.
Yeah.
And the characters are interesting and over the top. So yeah, there's nothing else I want to be watching right now. I do have a news story that I forgot to insert at the top of the show. So I'm just going to, I just want to give a shout out to friend of the show, Sandy Danto, because he sent me this story today.
Oh.
He found this on Reddit and it's somebody made life-size cat figurines out of cat hair that they had been saving for presumably years. Now, look, I have the utmost respect for crazy cat people, but this is a bridge too far, even for me. I will say that these sculptures are very impressive looking. They're terrifying looking.
Oh, my God.
But I don't want to save...
How big are those?
They look
pretty, life size.
Well, look, you know what it looks like? I wouldn't say it's not life size to a cat because they look like cat people. And some of them have dicks too.
Ooh.
Why do they have dicks?
Like little red triangles?
No, not like
arrows?
Cat dicks. Like this one looks like it has a human dick and balls. It's cat people.
Oh, now that is truly frightening.
This is
that
scary.
That should be what the movie Cats looked like. Okay, right? That one's scary.
That one's scary. What if you went to someone's house and this was in their yard? These are in this, at least they're not inside the house because that doesn't seem sanitary. Like all that accumulated cat hair.
It's gross.
I don't know if they like put some kind of shellac over it.
They must put something on it because otherwise it would not stay together.
I don't get people who make things out of their pet's hair.
I don't. Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
Like when they knit things.
That throw it away.
Well, first of all, I'm not saving that for a long time.
No. Like
I would never remember, first of all.
This one's kinda...
I'd be constantly... I don't have that much cat hair, I don't think. Like in big piles.
But you would have to be like planning on saving this for years to get this much cat hair. But I have seen... And I don't know... I don't think this is like a big... like amount of people in the world who have... made things out of their pet's hair,
no.
But look, someone did clearly.
I forgot. This is reminding me for somewhere, some of this tweet I saw today. I guess Yoko Ono posted a picture of her and John. Maybe it was his birthday.
Well, how did this remind? How did that remind you?
I'll tell you.
Okay,
it's coming. It'll get to it. Posted a picture of her with John on his birthday, like whatever it was, his like 80th birthday.
No, I know what it is, but how did you get from because that to this?
Someone commented on the photo. Girl, move on. Sorry.
I know. I saw
did
it.
Did you see that?
Yes. I just well, don't know how you got there from.
Yeah,
practice.
Because girl, like move on.
Oh.
Your cat died.
I don't. Well, how do we know these are from cats dying?
No, but why are you still holding on to your cat's hair? Girl, move on. That's my new catchphrase.
If you said that to me.
Well, I would never do it when someone actually died, but it would be funny just to say.
Girl,
anytime,
move on.
Girl, move on. Just like. I found that response so inappropriate. It was like, this is everything that's wrong in the world, but it's also hilarious.
I saw that too.
Okay.
I saw that too.
So yeah, I think that's all I'm watching. Did I talk about how I watched all the Halloween movies?
Every single one?
Well, no. I stopped at 5. I'm going to get to the other ones. But I had watched so many. I was like, I need a break.
So you watched the Paul Rudd?
No, because that's after 6, isn't it?
That's 5, isn't it?
Wait, what? Isn't Paul Rudd?
He's in Halloween. He's in one of the Halloweens.
You mean as a kid?
No, he plays like older Tommy Doyle.
Okay. If he's in that, I don't, maybe it's 6.
Hold on. Okay, we're back. I had to check on that. You're right. The Paul Rudd one is Halloween 6.
Okay. Well, I'm going to watch that next, because I'm really excited for that one, but I felt like I had to watch all the other ones first. And I had not seen 4 and 5.
I like 4.
Which one was that? I watched so many, I can't remember.
With the little girl?
Oh, right. So there's 4 and 5 are both with the little girl.
Right, with Daniel Harris.
I liked 4 too.
Yeah, I like 4.
I mean, Dr. Loomis is out of control. The more the movies go on, the more out of control he is. And I almost hate him more than Michael Myers.
I'm right. What did I say like a year ago? I'm fucking right. I mean, look, I've always thought this. Dr. Loomis is more terrifying than Michael Myers. That man is a menace. That man has terrorized the people of Haddonfield, Illinois, just as much, if not more, than Michael Myers.
He only gets worse, like, from 2. It's funny because I had not seen 2. And I was like, did I see 2? I didn't even know when I watched it. I was like, oh, this is the one where Dr. Loomis is fucking screaming the whole time in the hospital. The worst hospital in the fucking country. And that's saying something, with the fucking hot tub that goes up to 400 degrees for some reason. Like that. And the horn, everyone's horny in this hospital that has 5 babies in it and nothing else. It's just like. And the other thing that made me laugh with 4 or maybe in 5 with the little girl, I did like the little girl one because I was like, oh, yes. I had seen like the poster. But I like in 5 when the little girl goes to the Haddonfield Children's Center.
Yeah.
I was like, this town doesn't have a children's center. Like, they barely have a working hospital. You think that they have a children's psychiatric center in this small town that has like 10 houses? And one killer. Like, it's so crazy.
That reminds me, I did watch Halloween Kills.
Oh, look, see, I'm going to watch it.
It's barely a movie, Desi. It is barely a movie. And I was really disappointed because I did like Halloween 2018.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I thought it was fun. I saw it in the theater when it came out.
I've seen that too.
Look, I had problems with Halloween 2018, but overall I had an enjoyable experience watching it. Halloween Kills is fucking baffling.
Can I tell you, half the reason I'm doing it is so that I can watch Halloween Kills and know what everyone's mad about.
Honestly, that's a smart idea, is that you're rewatching all the Halloweens because...
Well, because I didn't watch 6, and apparently that's where you get a lot of Michael Myers' backstory, and all of that is retconned for these two.
Well, okay, Halloween, in the new Halloween, okay, so Halloween 2018, I'm pretty sure they definitely, like, stop the franchise after the first Halloween. So everything that happens in Halloween 2, they pretend doesn't happen.
Right.
They like restart the franchise after the first Halloween.
Yes.
1978.
So it's like nothing has happened.
Nothing, like all that stuff is a lie.
Yeah.
In that Halloween universe, which I think is stupid.
Well, at least Halloween 2 keep.
Yeah.
I mean,
they won't keep, yeah. Which I feel like Halloween 2 has a very important plot point that we've all agreed upon since the 80s.
Yes. Are you not saying it? You don't want to give a spoiler?
I don't like giving spoilers. Someone maybe has, maybe that'll blow someone's fucking mind.
Okay.
To me, that's more of an insane spoiler than Luke, I am your father.
Well, now you've kind of given up.
It's not Dr. Loomis. It's not Dr. Loomis. Okay.
Well, also, even when we're talking about the little clown girl.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That, it's like, that's not Judy Greer. Or whatever. Like.
Right. Yeah. So they've retconned all of that shit. But I was willing to look past that because I did enjoy Halloween 2018 for the most part. Like I was like, okay, it was
fun. It's good. It's a perfectly good movie.
It's fine. Halloween Kills, I feel like nothing happens in this movie. It's literally just a bunch of scenes.
Okay. I started watching it, but I very quickly realized I needed to like refresh my memory on some things.
Well, it's not that you need to refresh your memory. It's that you need to rewatch the other ones to get mad that those things aren't canon anymore.
That's what I meant. I didn't get the criticisms.
Yeah.
That I was hearing because I didn't remember the things I had seen and I hadn't seen some of the other ones.
And honestly, you don't even need to rewatch them to get a lot of the
criticisms. No, but I'm watching horror movies anyway, so I figured why not? They're all free on like...
I totally get where you're coming from, and that's something that I kind of wished I would have done too, but I'm just saying the criticisms are so far beyond that.
Yeah.
Just as a movie itself is like, what are we doing here? I will say the best part of the movie was the scenes between Michael McDonald and that other guy. I forget the actor's name. They're both on Mad TV.
I thought you were talking about the singer.
No.
I was like, he's in it?
Well,
I didn't get to that yet.
Well, when Michael McDonald's name came on the screen in the opening credits, I was like, oh, Michael McDonald. And I knew it was the comedic actor.
Okay.
But Brendan was like, Michael McDonald? Like, no, honey, it's not the singer.
That would be very weird.
That would be
cool. Would have been interesting.
They should cast Michael McDonald in, well, I guess they already filmed Halloween Ends.
Well, there's another
Ends.
One coming,
Halloween
too.
Halloween Ends.
Yeah.
Maybe Halloween Ends will be awesome.
It could be. I also am curious because Kyle Richards is in it.
God, I couldn't stop. And I know she was an actress before,
right.
Housewives.
But now she's not.
But look, she's a housewife. I just couldn't stop staring at her and being
okay.
Like.
I'll get to it. I'm very close. I think I'm going to skip the Rob Zombie ones.
Well, those are totally a separate thing anyway.
Yeah. And they're like remakes.
Those are proper remakes. Those are Rob Zombie's interpretation of the Halloween.
And he did two, right?
He did two of them. Okay. Yeah. And those are very, I feel like people are very split on those.
Right. Okay.
I think two is widely maligned. I'm not a big Rob Zombie fan, so I don't know how like Rob Zombie like stands like him. I have a lot of friends who really love Rob Zombie, so maybe they really like his
they
movies.
Love him, his movies.
Yeah.
But wasn't he like a singer too?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I just don't get his career. Does he just direct now?
Yeah,
all he does is horror movies. And is he good?
I think for what he does, he is a thing I appreciate.
I know his wife is like in them all.
Sherry Moon Zombie is in every single movie.
Right.
And the thing I almost respect it. And I know it drives some people crazy because they're like, Sherry Moon Zombie is like 50 years old, but she has her playing these like teenage roles. And like,
oh, that makes me interested.
You know what? The thing about Rob Zombie films is like, it is the nastiest language ever.
Ooh.
Like it is. And it's very, they're very gory. They're very stylized. Like it's the thing I appreciate him as a director just is like he has a point of view. It's a very specific point of view. Even if his movies aren't necessarily for me, like I respect him just that he has such a strong point of view.
Yeah.
You know? So and I get why people like him. It's just not my cup of tea particularly.
Yeah.
But sure. And like, okay. Look, I have a really close friend who worked on one of his films a long time ago, says he's a really great guy. Great
he
to work for.
He seems nice.
Yeah. So, I
just haven't seen any, so I don't know.
I am curious to know what you think about his Halloween movies though.
I might watch them, but I definitely am excited for Six because I love a backstory, even if it's bad.
Yeah,
maybe, I like getting
maybe
it.
Maybe I should do that this week. Is watch Six with you?
Because it's kind of I just like it.
Yeah,
I don't know. Paul I'm kind of always interested in Paul Rudd. I was like, how did I watch a whole movie and not notice it was Paul Rudd? Like that is insane. Yeah, exactly. He famously looks the same. I literally was like, God, how much was I looking at my phone? I'm such a loser.
No, it's Six. It's Six.
Okay, good. That makes me feel better.
What did you eat?
Did I have anything interesting? No.
What'd you listen to?
Oh, listen? I don't think I have anything interesting.
We all know you listen to new shoes. I can't wait.
What if guessing. I did?
I'm guessing.
I mean, the last thing... I have two things. My last two things were the Candyman soundtrack, the Philip Glass Candyman soundtrack.
Oh.
And Mountain Goats. I was listening to my friend. He went viral on TikTok.
John Darnielle?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, the Mountain Goats song. Because tweens or whatever, teenagers started using one of his songs in viral video, like TikTok videos.
Really?
And his song like went... really popular on like Spotify and stuff like that because it went so viral on TikTok. You know how they use the same songs? Mm-hmm. So this one got picked up. So then I just started listening to his songs after that. Cause I had watched so many TikToks and it was making me laugh. And then I like texted him and I was like, you're viral on TikTok. He's like, oh, I just ate pizza all day because he's in New Haven and they have really good pizza.
Yeah.
And then I started listening to the song. So I was like, oh, yeah, I was like, I'm going to listen to that song because it's only snippets. So I was like, I'm going to listen to the whole song. So yeah. I think I did it when I was driving over here, actually.
That's good.
And the Philip Glass soundtrack is really good.
Yeah.
It's a classic. So, yeah, that's my interesting. Did you have a listen?
Okay. So one of our... I know what the last thing I listened to because I was blasting it in our house earlier. Because it is, we've talked about this song before. One of our, a song that we both love, Double Dutch Bus. And the reason I was listening to this song recently is because one of our listeners sent us in a story that song has a crime related to it.
Oh.
So I was like, well, we got to do some research into this.
Yeah.
Apparently the record company that put out Double Dutch Bus, a song by Frankie Smith. Let me see what, oh, sorry, it started playing. When did this song come out? Like 81? 81. It's a song by Frankie Smith. This is a one-hit wonder. Look, it's a great song if you've never heard Double Dutch Bus before.
Yeah.
We love it over here. Apparently, this record company like did not pay him the money he was owed for this song.
A record company?
A record company screwing over an artist? What? But also, the record company was like a front for like a cocaine business.
Ooh.
So we're going to have to do some digging into that.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Yeah. So
I bet you it's a bigger scandal, too.
Yeah. Thank you to the listener who sent me in that story this week. So yeah, that definitely inspired me to play that song.
Also, people sent me this story, but after the headline, I didn't really think it was that interesting. It was about Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippos. Did you see that?
Oh, no. Were they hippos full of cocaine?
I think he bought them with cocaine money. He had tons of hippos and they've been like breeding all these years because he's been dead a while. So there's tons of these hippos and then they were declared to be people. The hippos.
Wait, what?
The hippos were declared people for some reason, for legal reasons. But the headlines were all about Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippos. I mean, someone should use that band name. Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippos. That's better than like 95% of band names.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I did eat some good things this week.
Oh.
Well, today, Today was a landmark day for eating good.
What'd you get?
Well, I mean, look,
I just know the one thing.
No, it wasn't that exciting, okay. But I'm just, look, I was really cranky earlier today because mm-hmm. I was hungry, which happens.
Yeah.
That happens to me sometimes. And so Brendan was like, this is an emergency.
Yeah.
We need to get some food into you immediately.
Absolutely.
So we just went over to Rodeo Grill Express. The express part is very important. And I got a huge ass fucking burrito and I ate it while watching the ALCS game.
Right.
Because the NLCS isn't until tomorrow.
I watched the
and
game.
I'm not done. And I fell asleep immediately after I ate that burrito.
Well, you were done.
But that's important to the story.
Yes.
That's how big that burrito was. And Melon fell asleep on top of me. And
burritos are big, even small ones.
And you know what's sad is after I finished this gigantic burrito, I was like, I could have even eaten like half of another burrito.
Really?
It was so good.
Do you get beans and rice in yours?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't.
You know what? I went on, there was like a period of time where I just did not get rice in my burritos when people would always look at me weird, and that's totally fair. But I started doing rice again like a normal person.
Well, I don't like it.
It's not a normal thing.
But I'm not even doing it for like a dietary thing.
No, but you're the only other person I know. That's what I'm
really?
Saying. Yes, Desi.
I like just the meat, onions, and cilantro, and hot sauce, and maybe guacamole and cheese, like, or depending.
You don't want any.
I don't like more starch.
Right.
I don't like it. It's too much for me.
Okay.
And I like all the starches, but I just don't want them in a burrito. I just like a burrito with a really smushy tortilla and the meat and the cilantro and salsa and stuff. It tastes good to me.
You can get that at Rodeo Grill Express.
It tastes good that way.
Yeah.
I like it.
Sure.
I mean, I would eat a bean and rice burrito.
Yeah.
I just don't want both.
Okay.
But I mean, it's not that it tastes bad to me.
That's just your preference.
It's my preference. But if it's all they have, I'll do it.
No, you can... You can customize it at Rodeo Express. This is not an ad.
Yeah.
This is just...
I mean, I'll do it at other places too. But you know what I noticed? See, I thought it was a San Francisco thing because all the like taquerias in San Francisco all have rice and beans in their burritos. I just thought it was that. I thought it was like a Northern California thing.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's probably just my personal preference and I thought it was more typical.
That's so funny. I always thought I was like a weirdo for only wanting beans and meat and no rice.
Oh.
But now I'm back on the rice kick. I want all of it now.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. Look, it was very delicious. It was exactly
what I
needed.
It's just way more filling that way, I think.
Yeah. It's exactly what I needed. I'm really grateful for that burrito today.
I love flour tortillas. I'm going to order us these tortillas. They look really good.
Where are they from?
They're from Texas. They're you can get them with duck fat and pork fat. They're really, really gourmet good tortillas. And they got popular for a while and they were always sold out, but they seem like they're back on track. So I'm going to order us some.
Yeah.
They look so good. Because I had some duck fat tortillas pre-pandemic. Like a stand was making them and they were the best tortillas I ever had. So I want to get them again.
That sounds so good.
Okay.
All right. That's it.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.